mobile.
1KK4 POT mobile. Just tootling. Over that 8 point.
Over it real quick. Those were, I could remember most of them off the top of my head, and but I was thinking that some of that stuff was kind of more specific to him. But the general principles are all there, and I think that will help give a sense of direction for him. And that piece of paper, obviously, I'm just saying, just to kind of talk things through.
Yeah. I've got an actual job description. I'm pretty positive I made one. I just have to dig around and find it. It should be on my Office 365.
Yeah, maybe you could take a peek for that for this morning, just see if it's there. But it's just some talking points this morning, that's all. That's the picture I sent you.
God, I was getting in the shower.
I can check it out when you get in.
Muto, does it?
Completely and totally random.
That's KM4 and 18.
Man, how you doing?
Here, I just wanted to get on and excuse me, that I would see you tonight. I'm running behind. I'm fixing to go into that retirement center where I've got to do the apartments. But I just want to come in and say hello to y'all too before y'all destinated, because I know y'all will probably be at work by the time I get done. So 7-3s to you. Y'all have a good day, and see y'all tonight. KM4 and AP Clinton.
Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing y'all and maybe throwing a little tea. We'll see you then. Just, I guess, go ahead and ask for about the party 15. They'll tell you where to go. Have a great day, 7-3s. Be careful. KK4 and XC.
And we'll catch you later on today. KK4 POT. Put it together yet and check it out while it's assembled?
Together, but I hadn't done anything with it.
Screw together, or has it got like quick connect type deals?
Little studs out on it, and all the all of your good golly, that just slipped my mind. But anyway, all your thingamajiggers have got color codes on them, so that you know, two of each go in the one position opposite each other, so there's no way to mix them up.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I want to get me one soon. That'd be pretty neat.
Get a bark box. Bark box exhaust for your 361 seal.
How much was that?
That's about $80 by the time everything's said and done. I ordered mine the other day. They say that really adds a good amount of power to that saw.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, the checks it out when you get yours in.
Louder, it's like running headers. It just basically opens that exhaust port. Just opens it up. Glenn said he took his spark arrestor screen out, and that made a big difference on his, but it still has to go through that muffler baffle, those little louvers. This is just a big old open exhaust bail.
What is it made out of? Stainless? You know, because them, those mufflers just rust out anyway.
It's all stainless steel construction. I mean, it's just a plate that four bolts. You take your muffler off, you bolt it. It's not literally, it doesn't take probably 5 minutes to swap it out. You don't have to take the saw apart or nothing. And so it's got a plate that bolts on, and off of that plate, it looks like a horn bell where it opens up to the side facing the bar.
Okay, that's pretty cool. You have to send me a link to it today. I'll check it out. Now, I can't remember. What's my little saw? What's the number on that? Is that the one you're talking about? Or are you talking about my big one?
The 180. The big one is the 361. And I got the 362. They're basically the same, except mine is microprocessed.
I remember now that you said it out loud. Okay, yeah, you have to send me a link. Yeah, I need to probably get one of them pretty soon. But I just had to pay a couple pretty big little deals, so I'm strapped for a couple days here.
You need
to buy Lincoln a little bottle with some Aquanet. Show him how you use it. he's been on this kick this past week. You know, it's like all of a sudden he's found his cowlick on the back of his head, and it drives him crazy. And he'll randomly throughout the day go to the bathroom, get a little water, put it on his hair, comb it out, try to get it to flatten out, put a little hairspray on it, and keep on going. He did that last night. I heard the water running in there, and I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm just trying to fix my hair." It's like 7 o'clock at night. I said, "Where are you going? What are you going to be doing?"
Mom used to throw dippity-doo on me when I was a little kid. Of course, that's back in the 60s and early. I mean, it'd be around 69 to 71, somewhere back in there. I think they still sell dippity-doo. I have seen that stuff. It's a hair gel. It's like Dapper Dan, you know, out of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Exactly. Oh man, he was something else. He was not happy till it was that cowlick was down, and we had to get that straight. And he went back to playing. Like, you know, he had to look good while he's playing with his toys.
Next time, I stop at Ingles or something, I'll get a little jar of that hair gel. That way, you ain't got to fool with it but once.
Chimney sweep kid again.
I believe you can drive Rick's dump truck up on that thing. It wouldn't be gone.
You go ahead.
That's
fine. You can hear me. I had doubled with you when you were saying something about Rick's truck.
Battery or whatever. I'm still trying to find the OEM.
denominator and whatnot.
That's what causing the issue?
I haven't actually taken it to him yet, because I don't want to pay him for it. If he don't want to figure it out, it's just $85 just to look at.
You're missing that thing.
Yeah, definitely that. I'm tired of driving the car every day. My wife and kids had to get up early just to take me to work so they could have a car.
Next week, KK4NXC. I'm going to be clear on your final.
about 8. And the first time I walked around outside on the side with no oxygen to get all the way to the truck, we'll see what happens.
It's not too cold today, so it's a bad day to ask about.
It's real bad, so, and CHF and all the rest of it, so it isn't always easy.
KN4TFW Mobile. Doing on this Friday. Try to catch you another time, KN4TFW.